Oh my God. What is my life?
I got to bring you some of those cigars.
Yeah, your Cubans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe you bring Ben Cuban cigars. I can't believe you brought Ben Cuban cigars before me. I thought we were friends, Colin. But apparently you and Ben are now lovers. I didn't know he's the one you had your baby with.
He didn't even smoke one of my cigars anyway.
What the fuck?
I did give him one, though. He had one already lit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, cigars still taste like fucking feet. They're gross.
Maybe the problem is you have bad cigars and not good cigars.
I mean, they're Cuban cigars. They're like supposed to be the best.
I don't know how true that is. Also, you should pick your microphone up so it's in your mouth.
I think it's probably just one of those things you couldn't get them. So people are like, right. Yeah, it's the best.
Right.
You know. Like how we thought sex was. Oh, wait.
Right. Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. Back here with Colin. It's been a month.
Hey.
We thought that one episode was going to be the last episode. We were like three episodes off. This is going to be the last episode.
No, probably not.
Oh, God, why not? What are we doing? Why are we even...
It's funny.
Why are we doing this once a month? Just go raise your kid. Be happy with your kid. You know, we don't have to record the podcast for you. We can just... Let me ask you a question.
Doria said I can't quit.
Does your wife listen to this podcast?
No, but she said that I'm happier after I do it.
So let's just tell her...
Or I complain less after I do it.
Let's just tell her you're doing the podcast.
Yeah, but she's going to know because I'm just going to start complaining more to her.
I mean, you can just come hang out with me and we'll shout at each other about dumb things,
and
Colin.
Then we'll be like, man, we should record this and make a podcast.
Oh, God damn it.
Yep.
Remember that time I had you... I had you fake your computer breaking to get out of raiding because it had become a job.
I do remember
that. Kind of where I'm getting to with this fucking show, bro.
Nah, you're not.
I'm like, man,
you're fine.
I need Colin to pretend like his computer broke so we don't have to do this fucking podcast anymore. Hey, can the website not work anymore or something? That's a good excuse that we have every now and then.
I went and did all that work to fix the website. And you can post to it and all that.
Yeah.
But you don't.
I posted.
You did once.
I posted once. Look,
you're like, hey, Colin, do all this work so I can make blog posts.
I told you to do that like 3 years before you did it.
Doesn't matter. You told me to do it. And then I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And you're like, awesome, this is going to be great. And then you post once.
Yeah, well, that's because like all the shit I had wanted to review. And I stopped playing video games. I was playing video games real hard when
you're
I told you to do it.
Video games now?
Playing one video game.
Yeah,
I'm playing a video
that.
Game.
Just write a review of that
every week. All right, so here's what happened to me in Sea of Thieves this week.
Oh, my God.
I was playing with a guy who didn't know that mermaids weren't real or wasn't sure. He's like, are mermaids real? Is that a real thing?
What?
No, he was deadly serious. He wasn't sure if mermaids were real or not.
That reminds me. Years and years ago, we were playing World of Warcraft. I think this was Burning Crusade. And we had a guy that was from Australia in our guild.
Yeah.
And this dude was like going on this rant about how the earth is 6,000 years old.
Mm.
He's one of those people.
Yeah, love him.
And we were all just like, bro, what?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about? He's like, yeah. So it's six. All the dinosaur fossils are, they're fake.
They're fake. They're put there by the devil.
What? Baptists are fucking weird.
Colin, ask me anything about the flat earth. You want to know about the firmament?
Oh my God. I fucking watched something about that shit. I'm just like, the arguments that they have against actual science
are the most fascinating shit on the planet. I love it.
It's
I can't get enough of it.
Because they don't really say anything.
No.
But they say things.
Yeah.
They just use made up fucking terms.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, nobody really knows how it actually works.
They do.
Like, we're like, well, this is how this and this and this works. Like, no, that's not. Gravity's not real. Like, then why are we on the planet? Well, nobody really knows why.
There's documented, peer-reviewed fucking evidence.
Well, yeah, so we have that, too. It's called the Bible.
Yes.
It was peer-reviewed by the God who knows everything.
Okay, so you should get him to come on as an expert witness.
Yeah, he already did. It was in the Bible. Remember that?
Oh, so you can't get him now?
No, because Look, what are you going to swear? You going to make God swear on the Bible? He'll just be like, look, I already wrote it. Read it, dummies. Waters below, waters above, separated by the firmament, idiot. Goddamn. Firmament is the dome that separates the waters below from the waters above. The waters above is...
Is that why the sky is blue?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
And why it rains, because it breaks through, I'm assuming?
Probably.
Goddamn.
That's why, like, you ever see, like, shuttles re-enter or things explode in the atmosphere and it kind of ripples and it looks like waves? Yeah, that's shit impacting with the waters above. Idiot. Didn't you know? Don't you know anything about science?
You know what's really fucked is, like, there is an absurd number of celebrities who believe that shit. And we, not us, but society as a whole...
Worships them?
Yeah, they use them as like a fucking measuring stick for how to be a person.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The dumbest, most disconnected, like just fucking, these people, speaking of, they have no idea what life is, like these people. These people, especially like fucking kids who are start rich young or become child stars. Oh, or like Britney Spears, she doesn't know what a life is.
That girl's fucked.
Yeah, they all are, though. You just see it through her. But, like, they're all like that. They're all that person.
Yeah.
They're all the kind of person who thinks he can just walk up on stage during the Oscars and slap the shit out of Chris Rock. And you know what?
Who's not that kind of person and is surprising?
Chris Pratt.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you know, that's
he's true. Like he seems like a really good fucker. Like
he was an asshole when he was a kid, but he was a kid with $1 million.
Right. He's fucking full of testosterone. Yeah. Didn't know how to fucking... You know, all these women throwing themselves at him, or young girls, whatever. But, like, I saw a video of, like, somebody is, like, kind of a candid fucking video. But, like, some paparazzi guy was following him. He just walked up. He's like, hey, man, I'm just trying to spend some time with my family.
Yeah.
Like super calm and super polite. And is just like, you know.
Well, he is Canadian.
Just make me. Oh, is he? Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, I see all these fucking stories about the dude. I'm like, God damn, like, he's turned out to be a pretty decent dude.
Speaking
very
of...
Very surprising.
Speaking of, like, this disconnect between celebrities where we just, like, where they don't understand real life and we just pretend like they know what they're doing.
Oh, you mean, like, Donald Trump when he was president? People are like, he's like a man's man. I'm like, that motherfucker's never worked a day in his life.
No, he doesn't know.
Like, he's never done manual labor. He's...
No.
What?
No.
He's literally the definition of a silver spoon fucking kid, person, whatever.
But, yeah. So, here's my plea. Can we, as a society, just, like, everybody get together and finally stop pretending like Paris Hilton was ever hot?
Oh, God, she's gross.
She's fucking deformed.
She's like...
Her face looks like she's in the middle of having a stroke. She looks like an ugly person started having a stroke.
That's hot.
Why do we spend so... Go Google any picture of Paris Hilton and tell me you think that's an attractive person and tell me how we got here.
She was skinny.
But not even like hot skinny. She was like Skeletor skinny.
But she was skinny, Trevor.
Like everything... There's nothing...
And she had a sex tape, so...
There is nothing physically appealing about Paris Hilton, and we've been pretending like she's a hot chick for fucking 25 years now. Can we fucking stop? Can we please stop? Can we all just admit her and Nicole Richie were fucking just hideous people?
Richie looked like a little gremlin.
Yeah.
She looked like one of the gremlins from the gremlin movies.
And Paris Hilton looks like a gremlin who... Hilton looks like a gremlin candle who started to fucking melt. She looks like a wax sculpture that is melting. She's fucking hideous. I don't understand it. I see pictures of her and her face is all like... She looks like fucking Sloth.
Yeah.
And we all pretend Sloth is hot all of a sudden. What are we doing? Can we stop now? Can we just stop that now, please?
No. No, people won't stop that.
Can we stop rewarding her for being rich? She's fucking...
No, people envy that. And they...
I don't get it. I mean, I get envying being rich. I don't get pretending that just because she's rich, she's not...
A monster. In both looks and personality.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fucking bizarre to me.
I'm not sure why people are like that. People like glom onto that. It's, I mean, it all kind of goes I guess it's just been sort of beat into people. You had Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and hosted by Robin Leach.
Ugh.
Like, yeah.
You know, that was all fake.
I'm sure a lot of it was. I mean, it's reality TV. Of course it is.
Like, half of the houses they showed on there were like fucking like model homes they set up, and they would just pretend they were whatever celebrities. Yeah.
That's why I liked, what was the MTV show, Cribs?
Yeah.
When the one with fucking, I think it was Red Man.
Just like
that dude wasn't faking shit.
It's just like this dumpy house in the suburbs.
It's like, I don't even think it was a house. I think it was an apartment.
I think it was a duplex.
Oh, that might have been it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like the screen door was hanging off?
Yeah.
He just had a pile of clothes stuffed behind his couch with his fucking gold record in it. Dude was just like fucking passed out on the floor under one blanket with a fucking line of remotes next to him.
Perfect.
It was the most relatable thing on the planet.
It was. I kind of miss old hip hop stars.
Yeah.
They were not as annoying as modern hip hop stars are annoying as fuck.
Well, it's because they the same thing.
Yeah, like, I know.
Fucking old hip hop stars were all poor black kids who were rapping about being poor black kids. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, me and you both kind of grew up. In areas,
we were poor black kids.
We were poor black kids when we grew up.
I was raised a poor black child,
so it was relatable.
Yeah, it was.
But then, like, these new guys are all just like, they're just rich people rapping about rich people things.
Yeah, and they start off rich.
Yeah,
like their parents are rich.
Yeah,
it's
like, what are we doing?
Well, fuck, man. Like, you look at, I see like these Instagram and TikTok videos of all these, What do they call them? Thoughts?
Yes.
Bouncing around.
Yeah.
And like, I'm looking at the houses they're in. I'm like, fuck. Like, you don't have to work.
Nope. You just have to have titties.
Yeah. Fuck. I mean, you don't even have to do that. They're already fucking rich.
Yeah.
They already are living in mansions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why people get fucking wealthy. And basically what it's coming down to is we need a wealth tax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
We need to. Well, here's what I think. We need to tax entertainers like 75%.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
They don't deserve any of their money. I need it.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. Okay, so recently there's been UFC. There's controversy about fighter pay. Like, some of the fighters don't get paid a lot because there's no endorsements anymore. It's all just fucking, you get money from the UFC and it's based on fucking pay-per-view sales and your popularity generally.
Why don't you get endorsements anymore?
They fucking got rid of that.
It's like in a contract. They can't.
Yep. They signed a contract with Reebok. So, like, you know, when Brock Lesnar would go with his Jimmy John shorts,
you couldn't do that anymore.
I think when he came back, they let him do that.
Because he's fucking Brock Lesnar.
Yes. But, like, and same thing, Conor McGregor had his proper 12 shit all over the ring.
Yeah.
But most of the guys just, nope, you wear the Reebok gear we give you.
So it's like the,
that's it.
That's insane.
It is. Well, it's because Dana White got more money. Well, yeah. Not Dana White, but so Dana, the fucking guys who own the UFC. He's took president.
Basically, they got a chunk of money for themselves and cost everybody else probably millions of dollars.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, it was the same thing. I mean, it was just scaled differently, I guess, because still the fucking fighters who you didn't know about weren't getting fucking endorsements from all these, you know, Hydralyte and still, horseshit man. Supplement companies. But yeah, the opportunity was there.
My argument is Michael Jordan was making $100 million a year in his prime. That wasn't from his basketball contract. Right.
That was fucking 10% of it. 20% of it. The rest of it was endorsements and fucking business deals.
Nike and
Shaq
Haynes.
Was the same way.
Yeah.
I think Shaq's almost a billionaire now just from his business fucking endeavors.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So the whole taxing thing, we're talking about rich people. I got a little thing I saw recently. And there's these... oh, fuck me. God damn it. I'm the best.
I'm really good at this.
Okay. All of these there was a post on Facebook and it was about fucking, I don't know, rich people getting taxed or people getting taxed.
Yeah.
And somebody replies, all these comments of live within their means, can't that be said for any pay range?
No.
More importantly, why are they federally taxed at 22% when billion-dollar corporations are taxed at zero? And I'm like, well, I mean, that's not necessarily true. They do get away with a lot of taxes.
Yeah.
By pushing them off to other things. But I'm like, the problem with taxing, you know, lower income people isn't that the, you know, the distribution of the taxes need to be even. It's that lower income people, their housing is a lot more of a finite fucking market for them.
Yeah.
Like, you're making $40,000 a year, your options for a house are very fucking limited.
Yeah.
You're making $500,000 a year, you have a huge fucking range of shit you can go for.
You're making $40,000 a year, and the government's taking a third of that.
Yeah.
So you're effectively making $30,000 a year. At least another third of that is going to food and other expenses, yes. Right?
Well, and that's the other point, is take out the federal taxes and the state taxes and look at everything else you pay. Gas tax, fucking property tax.
Right.
All this shit disproportionately affects lower income people.
Yeah.
Because they have less money to start with.
Right.
I mean, especially on things, you know, taxes we pay on cell phones and fucking everything.
Well, the worst of them, and maybe it's just, you know, this is my personal bias as a fucking middle-class white kid, is property tax.
Well, it's terrible, especially in this state. We're like the seventh highest in the country for property taxes.
Because that is a massive impediment to low-income people getting property in the first place.
Oh, you mean I can't actually get that house for fucking $600 a month? I have to pay $900 a month because the property taxes are so fucking high on it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bullshit. And
like, if you ever actually look at your mortgage and look what your mortgage is compared to your fucking escrow, which is mostly property tax and a little bit
insurance. Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
It is. It's stupid. Makes no sense. It's counterproductive.
Yeah.
For people trying to live the American dream, as it were. Well, Obama redefined the American dream.
Well,
it's, you know, getting a house and, you know, just getting by. That's the American
that's
dream.
That's the American dream.
What?
Scraping by.
When did we change this?
Hey, man, I'm happy to be scraping by.
I saw another fucking story. I want to talk about this real quick and then we can go into... I didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been watching a baby.
I've been on the fucking road for the past month.
Yeah, you have.
Again this week.
Yeah.
I had to drive all the way back to Kearney again.
Oh, God.
Well, a few weeks ago, we picked up April's mom's truck, and we had to bring it back this week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I gotcha.
We did another 5 hours. It wasn't as bad of a drive this time. The trucks were less annoying this week.
Yeah.
I think it's because, I don't know why.
Dude, next time, take the highways. Don't take the interstate. Interstate fucking sucks. The highways are so much fucking less traffic.
Yeah, but are they 80 miles an hour?
They're usually 70.
All right, maybe.
I don't know. When I have to go out that way, I fucking take them as often as possible now. I fucking hate I-80. It sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's two lanes each way, and there's so much fucking traffic. It's all semi-trucks who are just, back and forth. Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah. That guy's going a mile an hour slower than me. Ugh.
If you drive a truck, fuck you.
Idiots.
Think anybody who drives a truck still listens to this podcast?
Oh, I'm going to a movie this next Friday.
What movie?
This Friday, I guess. I'm going to see Jesus Christ Superstar at the Alamo.
Okay. You know, there's like...
Look.
At least two parts of this that I am not into.
Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh my God. It's like the best fucking rock opera ever.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. It's better than Repo.
It's not.
It is.
You know what? You know why it's not?
100% is.
Boring.
It's not boring. When's the last time you watched it? Never? It's really good, dude. It's like... Yeah, it's good shit. It is fun, but it is good.
I mean, it's pretty fucked up that the one black guy is the villain.
He's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's the villain, but they all kind of are the villain.
It's a little tone deaf in today's modern society. I think we should probably cancel that movie.
I don't think we should. I think he was perfect. Also, he had the best voice in the whole fucking cast. Oh my God.
Does this mean next week's show, if we record next week, is just going to be you singing me fucking show tunes?
Yeah. What?
Okay.
That's what I planned.
All right. Just checking. Just making sure.
I'm pretty excited about it. I'm not excited about the Alamo, but nobody else is playing it, so I'll just fucking... I deal.
That's the one cool thing about the Alamo.
Is they do shit like that, I know. They do shit
like that. You just got to deal with everything else about the Alamo.
Just don't get any fucking liquor. Don't get any mixed drinks.
Just try to get a seat, like, away from all of the fucking other people so they're not...
I picked the very back row, so that should hopefully be...
You got to pick the very front row so they can't be in front of you.
Yeah, well, they will be. They'll manage. I fucking love it. I love all the rules on there. Like, don't do this, don't do that. I'm like, tell your fucking waiters and waitresses to not do that.
Oh my God. We could have used, though, the no talking rule at when I went and saw the Batman like a month and a half or 6 months ago, whenever it was we last recorded. These fucking kids in front of us would not shut the fuck up, crinkling wrappers, talking, giggling. Bro, my stepmom.
That's why I don't like going to movies where kids are going to be. They're the worst.
My stepmom yelled at them.
Nice. Just
in the middle of the theater, got up like, you need to sit down and shut the fuck up right now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I get so fucking worked up when I fucking see that shit, and I'm just like, I gotta calm down.
Yeah.
I gotta calm down.
I mean, she waited an hour and a half, and to be fair, so.
Yeah.
Back half of the movie, those kids were very quiet.
It's like when I went to see fucking the Spider-Man movie. The last one, that's the last movie I saw in the theater, so it's been a minute since I've been to a theater. There's fucking kids sitting next to me, two young black kids, and I mean, they fucking, it's whatever. But goddamn, this fucking kid just kept adjusting himself.
Yeah.
He could not get comfortable. I'm like, oh my fucking God. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just buy an extra seat so I can make sure nobody's right next to me.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking horrible.
I mean, that's not even bad. Like, it's like, what are you going to do? It's a kid.
I know.
You want to hear something wild? This is a fucking story from when I was young, like high school, maybe, I guess fresh out of high school, whenever the fucking Star Wars movies came out in the theater, the re-releases of the original trilogy in the theater. I'm like, my little brother Billy was a big Star Wars fan at the time. He's like, I don't know, 8 and super bad ADD. Like you read about, like he couldn't sit still in class. He'd jump up on his desk and do wild shit. He had all these fucking crazy tics. I'm like, here's a good idea I have. I'm going to take my little fucking ADD fucking 8-year-old brother to see all 3 Star Wars movies in one day.
Oh my God.
Bro, he sat still and watched all 3 movies, like, perfectly calm.
Did you threaten to beat him?
No.
Huh.
He just liked Star Wars back then, so he just sat down and shut the fuck up and watched Star Wars. It was a great day.
I went on a date with a girl one time to see the first Spider-Man movie.
Yeah?
Actually. Yeah, I think it was the first one. First or second one. I don't remember. It would have been like 2000, 2001.
Yep. That'd have been the first one.
Okay. And we were at a theater that had a lot of people at it.
Yeah.
And they were being rowdy.
Sure.
And, oh God, I thought I was going to get the fucking shit beat out of me because they're being loud. And she stood up and turned around and was like, shut the fuck up, all of you.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, I'm going to get shot. Like, I was fucking, God damn it.
Did, like, they shut the fuck up?
They did.
Of course they did.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's all you got to do.
Oh, my God. I was like, fuck, dude. This is, you're from North Omaha. You should know better than this. Don't do that.
Nah.
You'll get shot. You're going to get shot, lady.
Most of the time, all you got to do is confront people and they'll be like, ah, fuck. Now I'm nervous about getting in trouble.
That's not my experience with, you know.
No, I don't know. What are you saying?
Living in North Omaha.
Oh.
You have a lot of dumb poor people up there.
Yeah, like you.
Yep, like me.
Like, I'm not shutting up at the theater. I'm calling. I will talk through the whole.
No, it's like a
Spider-Man movie.
It's like a. It's like this thing where that people, and it's mostly just like, you know, you find it in like trailer park people and shit like that. Like, they don't want to be told what to do.
Yeah.
And like, they have like this fucking, I can't let somebody, they're like Marty McFly and nobody can call them Yella.
Yeah.
Or chicken.
Yeah.
Like, I never understood that mindset because yeah. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what right. you think about me. Oh yeah. No, you think I'm a chicken. Darn. My life is forever altered because you think I'm afraid of you. Yeah. I don't care.
It is.
It's not.
I know you're afraid of me, Colin.
Oh yeah.
What are you gonna do about it?
Nothing. Because I don't care.
Wanna have a truck race?
Yes. You only chicken? If I could have that truck.
Yeah.
God, I want that Toyota. I want that Toyota truck, but I've sat in one and I don't fit in them.
Yeah.
My knees like slap the steering wheel. They suck. So fucking small Japanese cars. Which would have been perfect for Marty McFly because he's like, you know,
yeah,
5 foot something.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched or done anything else other than be on the road.
I watch a lot of fucking YouTube shit.
Did we record after I got back from Colorado?
Oh my God. We need to add something to the beginning of this.
What?
Show. Ring bell.
Why? What? It's too late. Bro, that was like 3 weeks ago.
No.
We can't add it
Yes,
now.
We can.
No, it's too late.
Yes, we can.
It's too late.
Because, I mean, hey, if somebody complains, there's certainly another wrestler has died since then.
I'm the only one complaining. It's
Oh, my God. I fucking watch. So I watched that Marky D 123.
You should probably let people know, like, because we're the only wrestling fans who listen to this.
That's not true. Fleer goes to wrestling events all the time. Super big wrestling fan.
You think he still listens to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I saw who the email was from.
All right, that's fair. You're right. Well played.
Scott Hall, the bad guy, or Razor Ramon,
yeah,
passed away, which is fucked up because, like, dude cleaned his life up.
Yeah, he was actually getting his shit together. He was healthy.
He had gotten it together. He'd been fucking good for a couple of years and
went
he had
in to get
fucking
some
hip
surgery to get himself mobile again and...
Yeah, I just saw a picture posted of DDP, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Kevin Nash, and two guys I couldn't fucking recognize.
Yeah.
Standing in front of his fucking grave. I'm like, huh. I wonder where Jake Roberts was. I know they became friends later in life. I don't know how good Jake Roberts is doing right now. He was clean last time I saw.
He hasn't been on TV in a few months, but I don't know. He was on TV for a while, and he seemed to be doing good, so.
Good. Good. Anyway, I've been watching that Marky D 123.
I don't know what that is.
It's a YouTube channel. This guy goes and does... He watches...
I only watch Sea of Thieves videos on YouTube.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He does reviews on the matches of wrestlers who are in a promotion for less than 30 matches.
Okay.
And then he ranks them, like, how good they were.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's... He's got A tier down to S tier, which is shit. And it's pretty fascinating. You know, he did, like, fucking CM Punk's run in fucking TNA.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho's run in some promotion.
Sure.
New Jack in TNA, which was fucking awesome.
I doubt it.
No, it was fucking, it was really good. Surprisingly. Anyway, he does these reviews and I've been watching a fuckload of those lately.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating. He did one on Scott Hall after he died and he was like, his run in TNA was really fucking bad. This dude was just fucking drunk, stoned, whatever.
Yeah.
The whole fucking time. His promos were like just not there. They're just incoherent, rambling, and he couldn't do any of the fucking moves anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. That channel is really entertaining. He did this. So there was this Indian promotion called Rinka King.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was fucking... they did it with TNA.
Yeah.
So they had a bunch of TNA talent. Basically, Scott Steiner was the fucking... He was the guy for a while on it. Like, he's the biggest name they could get over there.
Right.
Him and... Who's that other fucking guy? Dude that did the fucking... did the challenge with people where he...
Chris Masters?
Chris Masters, yeah. I think he ended up being, like, their big champion over there.
Sure.
He did, like, a fucking 3-hour fucking summary of this thing, dude. It's fucking hysterical. Because, like, all these Indian wrestlers are just fucking... Almost all of them have, like, they're just so fucking green in the
ring. I think you made me watch some of that.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking funny. Yeah. I really like that guy's channel. He's kind of, I mean, yeah, he is what he is.
Yeah.
Kind of cringy, but, you know, he's playing a part. He calls himself Hawk Hogan. He's just Hulk Hogan face on a bird.
Nice.
And every time fucking he does these things and Jeff Jarrett comes into a fucking clip he has, he's got this fucking A Wild Slap Nuts Appears theme. Oh, fuck. Why is Jeff Jarrett so fucking prevalent for so long?
Because his dad was Jerry Jarrett.
I know, but he sucked. So. Yeah.
But when your dad is like one of the biggest promoters of wrestling before Vince McMahon took it all over, you stick around.
I guess.
You
stick around and keep yourself champion way beyond your fucking ability and years.
Yes, sir.
Goddamn. The guy also fucking hates Chavo Guerrero Jr. Every time he pops up in a clip, he's like, oh, God, this fucking guy.
Yeah, he's not great.
Or Abyss. He calls him the idiot Abyss. He's like, what is even the point of this guy? He's just a big dumb idiot doing dumb idiot things. Like, he was this big, tough, fucking scary guy that was supposed to be the fucking TNA's Kane, basically. Yeah.
He was like half Kane, half fucking Mankind.
Yeah.
But he looked...
And he's like a chauffeur for fucking Hulk Hogan.
He
like,
wasn't intimidating looking. He just looked... He was just big. He looked like Festus. He looked like a dope.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And fucking... What the fuck?
I was watching this shit called Bell to Bell. It's like... first match to last match, summarizing entire careers in the WWF.
Yeah.
I was watching with April last weekend, I think. I don't remember. But I was just like making her watch this shit. And like, it always gets to like these people's stint in the Attitude Era, right? Like Steve Austin's, you watch his whole Bell to Bell, or we watch The Undertaker's. And like, she's like, why was it so good like during this era? And then like everything else is boring. I'm like, I don't know, man. They just,
because they didn't give a fuck.
Like,
they didn't give a fuck.
Like every time they'd get to the Attitude Era, she'd just be laughing her ass off at how fucking insane it was.
Well, I mean, it was a privately owned company. Yeah. They didn't give a fuck about offending anybody.
Yeah.
That was probably the biggest part of it.
Yeah, you're probably right, as the privately owned company bit.
Yeah, that was a huge fucking part of it. Because, well, I mean, it wasn't public until after the fucking Ruthless Aggression, right?
He went public... He went public either just before or just after buying WCW.
Oh, geez, was it?
Yeah.
God damn, I didn't realize they've fucking been public that long.
Yeah.
Huh.
They might have still been WWF when they went public.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
That's what it was, 100%, because, you know, you gotta, can't piss off the fucking shareholders.
Right. Even though Vince McMahon owns like 60 or 70% of the company.
Right.
He can literally do whatever he wants still.
He had a match on Mania, apparently.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my God, did you see the clip of him taking the stunner?
Yeah.
Did you see the clip of fucking Mick Foley watching it?
Yes. Just fucking dying laughing.
So, for those who don't know, Stone Cold Steve Austin has a move called the Stone Cold Stunner. Kicks you in the gut, you bend over, and he fucking reaches around, like, you know, basically puts your head in an arm triangle or something, and drops down to his butt.
He basically holds your forehead on his shoulder and sits down, so you're like, basically your head like knocks against, the idea is that your head knocks against his shoulder and knocks you out.
Right. And most people are able to sell it pretty decently. Like, oh, they go down with it and fucking kind of bounce up. The Rock was one of the best.
Yeah.
Did you see Austin Theory's fucking...
he bumped the hell out of it,
fuck,
man.
Fuck yeah, he did.
It's great.
But Vince McMahon has never been able to take a stunner.
No.
It's the stiffest thing you've ever seen.
And now he's like 73 years old.
And if you don't know what I mean by stiff, just go watch a video of Vince McMahon taking a Stone Cold Stunner. And you'll be like, oh.
We're giving you homework. Go Google a compilation of Vince taking stunners. It's the worst looking thing on the planet. Fuck.
Like, if anything was not protecting the business, that was it.
It's so bad. I didn't watch the KO match at all, though. Steve Austin had a match with Kevin Owens to end that show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I should watch that. I've seen some clips of Kevin Owens is a fucking treasure.
He's the best. He's the best thing WWE has right now.
Yeah, that doesn't, I'm not surprised by that.
Probably why they had him main event WrestleMania against Stone Cold Steve Austin, because they have one good thing in the whole fucking show. They're like, what can we do with our one good thing? Well, let's bring back the last good thing we had.
Right.
And make them fight in the main event of WrestleMania.
How is such a dumpy fucking dude built like you so good?
He's fucking hilarious, and he can wrestle like nobody's, because he's one of the best like technical wrestlers.
Yeah.
And he's got fucking Jericho's mic skills, man.
Yeah. God damn, he's good.
He's the total package. It's too bad he's fucking stuck in such a shit era of wrestling. It's a fucking tragedy, because everything else that company is doing right now is,
I think, the best thing,
fucking watchable.
Best thing that could happen to him is WWE just letting him go and letting him go to AEW or something.
No, he resigned.
Oh, did he?
I think because he's like, well, they're going to let me main event WrestleMania. Why the fuck would I? They're going to pay me millions of dollars and I get to wrestle my fucking childhood
hero
at the main event of WrestleMania. Why the fuck would you leave? No, he's one of the few guys I would say should stay where he is, because they're fucking treating him well. Mm. Unlike like fucking Elias, who used to be. So Elias is this giant, like, he should be the ultimate Vince guy. He's this
Elias
giant
was a fucking
pile of muscles.
Yeah, he's basically just a worker kind of guy, but had a silly gimmick.
He had a great gimmick that people loved, where he'd come out and play guitar in the ring and make fun of the town he was in through music.
Yeah.
And people loved him. He was fucking over. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's one of the few guys who everybody cheers for and fucking shouts his catchphrases and does all the stuff.
Does he not do that anymore?
Well, they re-debuted him as a new character on Raw this week because he was too over. So now he's Elias's younger brother, Ezekiel. And he shaved his beard. And he has this new shitty, like, fucking mullet.
Why?
And he just wears ring trunks. And he's boring. And he's Ezekiel now.
What the fuck?
Because he was taking camera time away from Roman Reigns, man.
Roman Reigns is awful.
Can't be
He's
popular.
Never been good.
Can't be. Yeah, well, that's why
he has no charisma.
That's why they can't let anybody else have charisma, because Roman Reigns is there.
He's a charisma black hole.
Yeah. Literally, he's destroying everybody's career around him by existing.
Jesus fuck. Why? I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
The Rock fucking giving hand jobs to...
Bro, they put the belt on fucking Big E, who should have been the most over fucking world heavyweight champion of all time. And then they jobbed him out for the next month and then took the belt back off him. He lost every fucking match he wrestled as champion.
Jesus Christ. That's because Vince hates black people. Let's...
Well, yeah. It's because Vince will bury his entire roster to make sure that fucking Roman Reigns is the only fucking strong character on his whole show, and I don't understand it at all. It's fucking terrible.
Sex.
I guess,
it's gotta
man.
Be. I mean, what else could it be?
Roman Reigns hasn't lost a match in like 500 days. He's been the champion for over a year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now he's the champ. He's got both belts.
Oh, yay. So he beat Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody touch it. Like, nobody can be over unless it's in service to Roman, and then...
That doesn't even make sense, because that was not the fucking case in the Attitude Era.
No.
Stone Cold and The Rock were just constantly feuding. They were both fucking as over as it gets.
Yeah. Well, look how many fucking people...
And they fucking complimented each other.
Yeah, and it's not just them. Like think, like, oh man, The Rock and Stone Cold were like the big... Well, no, because maybe it was The Rock and Triple H, or maybe it was Stone Cold and Triple H, or Stone Cold and The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Or fucking Mankind and Triple H, or Mankind and The Rock, or Mankind and fucking Stone Cold, or Jericho and any of these people, or fucking Kane and any of these people. Like, the fucking list goes on.
Yeah.
Of people who are all like, oh, any one of those people could have been, any combination of any of those people could have been the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And now the main event of WrestleMania for the last 10 years has been Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Except for that year he had cancer.
Yeah. And then he beat cancer in the main event of WrestleMania. Bro, he's like if Hulk Hogan had no charisma. Like,
yeah.
Like if they had fucking gunned ahead with Lex Luger and treated Lex Luger like Hulk Hogan like they had originally planned. That's what Roman Reigns is. It's fucking bizarre. I don't understand why they do it, because nobody likes him. Like, even the people who like him are like bored of him now.
Yeah.
Even the fucking most staunch WWE guys are like, bro, Lesnar versus Reigns again?
Remember when the worst thing was John Cena and everybody hated John Cena, and now you realize how good John Cena actually was?
You yearn for the John Cena era? Well, at least people were getting over going against him.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's facts. I got a Facebook post I got to bring in.
Okay.
So a local radio host posted something a couple weeks back.
We have local radio hosts?
Yes.
Other than Todd and Tyler?
Yeah, AM radio.
Oh, Glenn Beck? No, wait, what was the other one? Tom Becca?
No, Scott Voorhees.
Okay.
I like Scott. He's my celebrity Facebook friend that tells me happy birthday every year.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, but as I become less and less conservative,
yeah,
he like just kind of becomes more and more annoying to me.
I was over hanging out with Ethan and Grace a few weeks ago playing fucking Warhammer, and I don't know, they were watching some fucking crazy like internet political show. And I was just bullshitting with them about politics. I'm like, all right, you guys probably aren't going to talk to me about this after this. This is probably going to be the end of our friendship, but I used to love listening to Glenn Beck. He used to be fucking funny, man.
He used to be a libertarian.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then he started crying.
And he started crying endlessly and like just became stupid. But yeah, in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, he's really entertaining back then.
He was pretty fucking funny. And it was the only thing playing on my drive to work. I would listen to him on my way to work and fucking Michael Savage on my way home.
Oh my God, I loved Michael Savage so much. Savage Nation.
Until then, like, well, Michael Savage's problem is like he went from being funny to like all he talked about was the homosexual mafia. I'm like, bro.
Yeah,
tone it down with the fucking afraid of gay people, you fucking weirdo.
I mean, the guy's from San Francisco. Can you blame him? It probably should have been more of a local show.
Yeah, I mean, or he should just bang a dude and get it out of his system.
So he posts something on Facebook and talking to local business owners and how it's a problem how they get ghosted for interviews with potential employees.
Okay.
Apparently what's been happening is people are applying for jobs and then getting the interviews and then not showing up to the interview. Hmm. And the suggestion made in this post is that there needs to be a way that we could do something about this. Like maybe a database that people can like put people's names in, blobity bloobity. I'm like, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Can we have a database for companies who don't call me back when I fucking apply for a job?
Yes.
Ever? Or when I interview and they don't call me back and tell me I didn't get the job? Can we get a database for that? Because we've been dealing for much longer with employers treating potential employees like dog shit.
Yeah.
Like they're not fucking people.
Now that the shoe's on the other foot, it's a problem.
Help! This is terrible!
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, Scott Voorhees. I hope the homosexual mafia gets you.
I saw, there's a couple of things I had to reply to. Some lady, I have a Dem friend who says the GDP is as good as it's ever been. The unemployment is so low, blah, blah, blah. I asked him what he was smoking. I replied, he's smoking statistics, it sounds like, because they don't fucking lie. GDP is as good as it's ever been. Unemployment's at 3.8%. If you don't think that is good, you may need to check your own stash. Like, so Joe Biden is in office and they're like, we're just going to ignore the numbers right now. Like, the stock market is higher than it was under Trump.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, it's continued to go up since he took over.
I mean, I guess when you have to pay $8 for bread, everything goes up.
Well, you know, whatever. That's a whole different fucking bag of worms right there.
Ugh.
It's because, you know, we fucking spent trillions of dollars on COVID relief.
Bro, have you bought deodorant in the last 6 months?
It's been about a month or two.
Deodorant is like $7 a fucking stick of deodorant now.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to start using natural shit and smelling like a fucking cow pasture.
Goddamn.
Somebody else replies, I agree. Cancel culture them right out of the job market. And I replied, so then they absolutely have to live off the government? Doesn't sound like you thought this one through.
Not even a little bit.
God damn. Yeah, my main fucking comment was like, be more attractive to potential employees. When the table is flipped and unemployment is high, why is it okay for businesses not to give applicants a courtesy call telling them they didn't get the job? They do it all the time when given the opportunity.
The company I work for literally interviewed me for something.
And then never called you back?
Never let me know one way or the other.
Right.
So, also, I don't think the job ever even got filled.
You know what? I'm going to start applying for fucking jobs.
And just not going to interviews? Good.
Fuck them. Fuck all of them.
apply for jobs wherever Scott Voorhees works and then not show up to interviews.
Jesus, what the fuck, man?
Just under a bunch of different names.
Like, you know what? Maybe fucking pay people more money. Yeah. Maybe people are applying and getting these interviews and finding out you're still only paying $16 an hour. And they're like, well, fuck you. I can go to the grocery store and make that and not do any work.
Right.
Get fucked.
Bro, if you can work in the Walmart warehouse for what your company, for more than what your company is offering, because Walmart warehouse, last time I checked, started at $17.75.
Yeah.
You're fucking up.
Yeah.
If Walmart, you know, the place everybody complains about not paying living wages, if Walmart is fucking beating you by $4 an hour.
Oh, but this thing. Things. Walmart.
It's fucking Walmart, things. Bro.
Walmart's apparently paying truck drivers. They're going to start paying truck drivers like $115,000 a year.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, Bo. Nobody wants to drive a truck anymore.
God damn.
It makes me want to kind of get my CDL.
Yeah, just don't do it privately. I'm gonna drive a fucking company truck.
Right. Well, I want to go to get my CDL and then just get on I-80 and cut people off constantly. Apparently that's all truck drivers do.
I wouldn't want to do it. Sounds I couldn't. Like an awful job.
I was driving an SUV this weekend and I'm like scared trying to merge an SUV because I'm like, oh, do I have room? This fucking car is
you get used to it. Let me tell you. I drive a giant panel van and I've gotten used to it.
I mean, I used to tow my fucking jet ski trailer, but like a fucking whole ass semi. No, thanks.
Right.
That sounds like more work than I care to get into.
Right. Yeah. So,
but the money's good. That's for goddamn sure.
But yeah, fuck these employers. Offer people more money.
Yeah.
It's like I told my boss, we want to get somebody else. And I'm like, you're gonna have to pay him more than fucking you started the last guy at. Cause that ship has sailed. You ain't going to fucking manage to start anybody at $16 an hour.
No.
Like,
fuck, we start at 18 now.
Yeah.
And we are like, we refuse to pay people.
I know.
Although we had a shit ton of people quit. You start people
at 18.
And then a bunch of people are like, well, why am I not making more than that then? And they're like,
right.
Well, that's the new starting. So now that you've been here for 10 years, you're the new starter.
I don't know why you wouldn't just quit at that point.
They did.
Oh.
A lot of people.
Oh, wow. I don't get it.
My whole building is
pay people more money. You clearly fucking have it.
Yeah.
Because,
Anyway, want to read our email?
Sure.
All right, hold on now. It's got to load again for some reason. It fucking...
Tablet's old, dude.
What are we doing here?
The only thing I do on my tablet... The only thing I do is Pathfinder. That's it.
I do Pathfinder and this.
Yeah. Well, you're stressing the system.
Apparently. Emails are too much for this fucking thing.
Oh, goddamn.
From Fleer, the textual neighbor from like 3 weeks ago he sent this. So who knows how out of date it'll be. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors email. I'm your host, Fleer, along with my narrator, Trevor, and special guest, Colin.
Oh, hey.
In one of your recent episodes, let's not say recent. In one of your past episodes, you talked about the movie Don't Look Up.
It's so fucking bad. Have you watched? Oh, you don't have Netflix.
No.
Don't get it for that movie. It's terrible.
Well, I don't have much to add that you didn't already cover. I just wanted to agree with your thoughts that I hated it. It's supposed to be touted as a brilliant satire, but the whole time I felt like I was being pandered to. I think what Colin said about it trying to be a Mike Judge film summed it up brilliantly.
Nobody's ever told me I've said something brilliant.
Yeah, I don't so, like, I don't there's like a first how this for everything. Is going. We don't need your ego. Adam McKay got a ton of praise for making The Big Short, which I actually did enjoy.
That was fine. I saw that.
That he thought he could do it again. Much to my dismay, probably not his, because I'm sure he got tons of money. He failed.
Yeah, but the thing with The Big Short was that was a story is based on true events.
Okay.
Of the fucking, you know, stock market crash.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, you watched it, and it's like all these piece of shit people really exist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't have much else to add. I'm tired of it being nice for a day or two, and then weather goes back to being cold. I want spring to come and say, bro, it snowed fucking Friday. Or
God,
Thursday?
Fleer thinks just snowed like
Thursday.
Me. We Fleer, should hang out more.
You should be careful if you're thinking like Colin. That's
yeah, because I'm sick of that shit too. A day of fucking nice weather and then 30 degrees, idiots.
Fucking dumb.
Fuck. I was like, oh, you live in Nebraska. Why didn't you leave? Because I can't afford anywhere else.
Also, I love it here.
I mean, it's fine. It's whatever.
You could afford somewhere else. You could go to, like, I think Richmond is similar.
Yeah, none of the places, none of the places I could afford, I'd want to be at.
Right. There's parts of Texas that are all right.
Too hot. It's like, it's already like 100 degrees there. Fuck that noise.
I leave you with a question. What are your favorite pasta shapes? For me, I like the following. Number one, fusilli. I don't know what that is. I love the texture, and I feel it does a good job of getting sauce to stick to the noodle. Number two, farfalle bow ties. It's just a fun shape and is great in a springtime pasta salad. And number three, fettuccine, my favorite long pasta. I just realized they all start with an F. It was not intentional, but it's interesting how things work out that way. Love, Fleer. My favorite are shells. I like shells. Every time I make fucking my spaghetti, it's not actually spaghetti, it's shells.
Oh, fusilli are like the long macaroni.
Oh, okay.
Noodles. I like the rotini, which the little spirals.
Yeah, rotini's all right.
Yeah.
But
I like those because you can, you know, if you do like a bolognese, you can get the little meat chunks stuck in there. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. I fucking hate spaghetti noodles. Yeah. They're messy and stupid and make me angry.
I'm fine with spaghetti noodles, but my favorite is I like shells because the shells will just fill up with sauce and you're basically just eating a little sauce packet.
Yeah, shells are fine.
Fucking great.
I do like pasta. Don't eat it very much though.
I used to make my shells and spaghetti sauce shit all the time. I don't know why I don't.
What was his other one?
Fettuccine and farfalle, which is bow ties.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I don't get the bow tie ones. I feel too fancy eating those.
No.
I can't do that shit. I can't be eating fancy pasta.
No fancy pasta for Colin.
We used to grow up. We'd boil spaghetti noodles and add butter and garlic.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Uh-huh.
Parmesan, grated Parmesan cheese, not shredded, because we weren't fancy.
Eat that shit right out of a fucking butter bowl.
Yeah, no, not a butter bowl.
Oh, look at Rich Man with the fucking dishes over here.
We just ate it out of the pot.
Yeah, okay.
I can't boil fucking noodles in a butter bowl, Trevor.
I'm gonna end this episode this week recommending you a show, Colin.
Uh oh,
because I've been, you know, I can't stop doing this pirate thing. So I watched this pirate show on HBO Max.
It's not that fucking Flags
thing.
It's stupid as shit.
You didn't like it?
Dorian and I watched the pilot. It was not great.
I thought you'd enjoy it because you're a big Taika Waititi fan.
Who?
Taika Waititi.
I don't know who that is.
Isn't he the guy who did the fucking thing you love, the Wilder People guy?
I mean, that was okay, but...
Weren't you the one always telling me I should watch that shit? I'm pretty sure there's episodes of you being like, you gotta watch that shit.
Wilder People.
Hunt for the Wilder People?
No.
Is that not you?
No.
Thought it was. I think it was. Thank you.
There was a movie. Was that the movie with the new, like, the kid from New Zealand and fucking the guy from Jurassic Park?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
Right. I'm pretty sure.
I talked about it once, though.
You talked about that. You talked about, didn't you also really like the Hitler movie?
Never saw that.
With the little boy? What the fuck was that called? The Hitler movie. The Hitler comedy that came out last year.
No, the one where he's like living now and walking around New York City.
No. That one's great. But
Hitler movie.
The one with the little boys, like imaginary friends with fucking Hitler, Rabbit, something. Jojo Rabbit. You should watch Jojo Rabbit.
I never saw that.
Oh my God, you should watch Jojo Rabbit.
Okay.
This little fucking boy in Nazi Germany is like imaginary friends with Hitler and he's like dreaming of being a fucking Nazi and he's like running around in his little Nazi uniform.
Oh my God.
Sounds... And fucking Hitler's is like his imaginary. He's like, all right, little boy, let's go have adventures. And it's him and fucking Hitler palling around and then he finds a little Jewish girl and hiding in his attic and he's like trying to come to terms with being friends with the little Jewish girl, but also wanting to kill her, and he's terrified of her because he's afraid she's going to turn into a fucking monster and eat him.
Magical shape-shifting Jew?
Yes! Bro, it's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, it's heartbreaking because it's, you know, also fucking... World War II Nazi shit, but it's very entertaining.
I'll give it a try.
Jojo Rabbit, watch that shit.
Yeah, we watched that shit. I mean, there's funny parts, but it was just a bit much.
All right, fair enough.
It was too a little too extra for us.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I thought it was fucking funny.
And Dorian and I were just like, what the fuck?
Especially once fucking Blackbeard shows up and fucking Blackbeard and... I don't even know the main pirate's name, but the main fucking captain who's like...
The guy who's like afraid to be a pirate?
The gentleman pirate.
Yeah.
All real people. The gentleman pirate, that character's a real person.
Oh, really?
Like, they're all based on real pirates.
Huh.
I mean, loosely, obviously. But like, him and Blackbeard become like best friends and fall in love.
Oh, Jesus. Because
Blackbeard's like, oh, you're having so much fun being a pirate. And Blackbeard's like so bored with being a pirate because like he doesn't have to try at all at it. He just shows up and everybody gives him all their shit because he's Blackbeard.
Jesus.
It's fucking funny, man. I really like that show.
Maybe I'll give it another whirl.
I mean, if the comedy's too fucking like twee or whatever for you, it doesn't change.
Yeah.
Like it stays that tone the whole time. I just thought it was pretty fucking funny.
I'm trying to think. There was
But Jojo Rabbit. I can't believe you haven't seen that shit. Watch that shit, bro.
I've heard people bring it up. I thought it was like a fucking teen pop star or something.
No, it's a hilarious black comedy about Nazis, about Nazi youth.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Fucking Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Sounds wow. Did you ever watch? Did you ever try The Righteous Gemstones?
No.
On HBO Max. You should.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking funny.
All right. And then before we record, hopefully, I think Batman comes out on Max this week.
I'm going to watch it. Oh my God, it's going to take me a week to watch that fucking movie.
All right, pretend like you're watching...
episodes of a fucking TV show.
Just pretend like you're sitting down to watch The Office and you'll watch it twice in one sitting.
No, I haven't watched The Office in...
Because it sucks.
No, because it's on Peacock now.
Yeah.
So I don't watch it.
Also because it sucks.
I signed up for the free account and I'm like, this is dumb.
Oh my God. There's a good rant that I fucking missed out on now that we're done with the episode. I fucking tried to sign up for Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, I want to check out the Halo show, which sucks, by the way. Halo show's fucking garbage. We don't even need to go into it. It was just bad. It's fucking bad. Master Chief is the bad guy, I guess. I don't know.
Nothing to do with Halo.
Apparently it has a lot to do with all the books that I've never read.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do they do that?
But like, apparently in the books, Halo's the bad guy. I don't know. I don't want to see fucking Halo be the bad guy. I want Master Chief or whatever he's called. I want him to just go in there and beat up aliens and be like, oh, let's go kick the alien butt. And that's it. It doesn't need to be fucking
deep.
Also,
there was already a fucking Halo TV show. It was called Red versus Blue and nobody needs to watch anything else ever.
That's better than this.
I mean, That was like the pinnacle of fucking machinima, dude.
So anyway, I signed up for this to try to watch this shit.
Uh-huh.
The PS4 app is just straight up broken.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't pull, like it turns on and you try to start an episode. It plays the commercial before the episode five times. And then
you should get a Roku.
Well, no, because then I watched the first 5 minutes before it crashed. Well, I watched that episode of Halo in my bedroom. It sucked. So I don't care about it.
So the app sucks. The Paramount Plus app sucks.
It's terrible. It's unfucking usable.
No, perfect.
But I watched the first 5 minutes of Discovery before it crashed.
Star Trek Discovery?
Yeah. And I'm all the way out. I'm like, these are not Klingons.
No, it's fucking awful.
This is ridiculous.
I mean...
I don't know what they're fucking doing here, but...
Well, there's some kind of agreement where that Kelvin universe... can only be so much like the original.
These is not Kelvin universe. These series are fucking Prime universe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. All of the shit on Paramount Plus, all of these new Star Trek shows are Prime canon.
Yeah, but no, but like the...
They had to change the design of the original Enterprise because by at least 30% so they didn't have to pay royalties.
I think it was everything, though. Yeah, costumes, all that
That's
shit.
Fine. That doesn't surprise me that they would do that because, you know...
They would ruin it. And fucking but money.
My problem is just that it's all bad. It's all fucking bad.
I did like... Apparently, Stacey Abrams is president of Earth.
I don't know who Stacey Abrams
is. She tried running for governor in Georgia and got beat.
Okay.
So at least she got elected to something.
Yeah.
Not, you know,
oh, in
reality.
Like,
yeah, she's president of Earth.
That's funny.
Oh, she finally won an election.
What an embarrassing
failure.
It was
fictitious, but she won an election.
All right. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com in case we record again ever.
I mean, the best Star Trek was already made. There's nobody's going to beat it.
It's true.
So.